This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Investigators are making progress in tracking down those responsible for Tuesday's terrorist attacks. This morning, searchers found both flight recorders from American Flight 77, which struck the Pentagon. Last night, FBI agents arrested one man at Kennedy International Airport. He was carrying identification from a flight school in Vero Beach, Florida, the same school some of the hijackers are thought to have attended. He also had a fake pilot's license. President Bush says Tuesday's attacks mark the beginning of the first war of the 21st century. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The FBI detained several people at New York's LaGuardia and Kennedy airports last night, but there are conflicting reports about how many and what became of them. A spokesperson for the New York City Police confirmed early this morning that a man had been arrested. She said four others had been detained for questioning and were released. But according to the Associated Press, as many as 10 people of Middle Eastern descent were detained. The AP says law enforcement officials secretly boarded one of the planes using a catering cart. The officers removed three men from the plane at gunpoint. The Washington Post, citing unnamed government sources, reports the men were in two teams, both carrying knives. FBI officials say they were concerned the men might be planning another attack. President Bush yesterday placed a phone call to New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and Governor George Pataki. "I can't tell you how sad I am, and America is, for the people of New York City and the tri-state area," he said. After hanging up, Mr. Bush spoke with reporters. Once, he seemed to fight back tears.
"Through the tears of sadness, I see an opportunity. You know, make no mistake about it, this nation is sad. But we're also tough and resolute. And now's an opportunity to do generations a favor by coming together and whipping terrorism, hunting it down, finding it, and holding them accountable."
Any military action by the U.S. may be weeks or months away, but President Bush made it clear that fighting terrorism was now the focus of his administration. "Now that war has been declared on us," he said, "we will lead the world to victory." The Gulf War seemed to promise that battles could be won quickly and decisively. But Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz yesterday made it clear this conflict would involve more than airstrikes.
"I think one has to say it's not just simply a matter of capturing people and holding them accountable, but removing the sanctuaries, removing the support systems, ending states who sponsor terrorism, and that's why it has to be a broad and sustained campaign. It's not going to stop if a few criminals are taken care of."
The U.S. has tried to take out individuals before, notably Cuba's Fidel Castro. But shortly after, President Ford issued an executive order forbidding U.S. agents to carry out assassinations. Yesterday, Senator Evan Bayh suggested that there might be a way around that. NPR's Daniel Shore asked him if there was talk about relaxing the restriction. Bayh said yes.
"The question is whether the president and the agencies have enough latitude, shall we say, to deal with contingencies that confront us without overtly rescinding that directive. So that's a fancy way of saying, yes, it's being talked about, but the more you look at it, the more you may think that enough flexibility currently exists."
The administration publicly stated yesterday that Osama bin Laden was a prime suspect in the investigation. Secretary of State Colin Powell avoided saying the man's name. He spoke only of a man in the region of Pakistan. A reporter finally asked him if he meant bin Laden, and Powell said yes. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.